This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. As the U.S. Senate looks at a rare weekend session, Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett took to the floor on Thursday night to criticize the Save America Act. The bill would require people to provide ID and proof of citizenship to vote. Bennett noted that Kansas tried a similar law in 2013 with, quote, disastrous results.
This law, which included citizenship documentation requirements, ended up blocking the voter registration of more than 31,000 U.S. citizens who were otherwise eligible to vote.
Bennett noted that it represented about 12% of all Kansas voter registrations during that time. Republicans are also expected to try and add a provision to the bill that would block mail-in voting with limited exceptions. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is re-endorsing Republican Representative Jeff Hurd in the midterm elections after initially taking his support away and supporting Hurd's primary challenger last month. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Trump announced the about-face Friday morning, saying he met with Hurd's primary challenger, Hope Shepelman, and discussed different opportunities for her to serve rather than run for Congress. Trump says Shepelman is withdrawing from the race and will instead join his administration in a capacity to be determined. Trump went on to re-endorse Hurd to prevent a Democrat from winning the seat. Hurd says he's grateful for the support and Trump's efforts to unify Republicans in the 3rd Congressional District. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.